Let me tell you, before we get involved too far with that, not to get lost. Now, I think we should just have hay going. I think there's a little bit of danger in having the other part go down. Hay two down, and hay could say, President Buck, you'd be particularly interested in our national defense problems. And we want you to know that it makes your views to the expressions extremely helpful in keeping the Senate doves, you know, the government doves from becoming a voice in the country. And he hopes that if you can see your way clear, he would appreciate anything at any time, where you continue to speak up against the $30 billion defense cut. And we're going to make a very hard point on that. Second, I think that McGregor, whoever makes the statement here, should particularly praise him for that he is a patriot at his strong stand on national defense matters and on the United States having an honor win for the war in Vietnam and getting our POWs back. It's in stark contrast to that of some of the doves, you know, some of those who are hamstringing the president, sabotaging the president's efforts. He's put his country above his party. Put that country above his party. And then on the busing thing, I would just clip out of the news summary, whatever it was, there wasn't busing about that. It said that this is on a subject that they said that I'm not really, but I know the president's strong views, and that you'd be interested in knowing that. And if you have the president without saying, it says, that he has very strong views on this, and the platform is only the beginning. So that platform is only the beginning for 1990.
Well, that's his question.
Does that sound to you like a good drill?
Yeah. I think that's much better.
Who might be saying?
Us rushing around with him on busing.
That's right. And just point out what was in the news summary. But what you'd be rather interested in that is that there were things that, you know, that Governor Ivey knows that some were saying that I'm afraid that the hearing looks to be like the platform committee has heard on this issue. See? But urge his support, ask for his support, ask him for something. That's what we want.
Right.
On national defense.
Mayor this morning, we only gone for 3 minutes, 4 minutes with her when she was there.
Clark McGregor made the point today in the press conference, that you had been aware of this.
No, that he collected.
Said he hasn't been aware of it before, and why?
Well, he's a goddamn liar.
Clark McGregor, chairman of the court, worked at this division, shut me when he did.
Your point says that he has on the film, but McGregor said the president was aware of this beforehand, and that he had a mandate from the president not to say anything about it.
What is being stated on wires, and I've already called Clark, telling me he shouldn't have done this, shouldn't do it again. My opinion, his treatment, I believe. He said that he, McGregor, became aware of stories about the Democratic presidential candidate, so about 4 years ago, during the senatorial campaign, he replied, he said, well, the reason he said this, but he's not supposed to say it, and it's told,
it's told to say nothing. We all, look, I had a letter from Sam Krupnik, sure, a week or two ago, about it, I'm saying that.
Well, I called Clark and said, Jesus Christ, Clark, no, people don't say anything. I thanked him, I figured nobody could. And he said, well, the reason I did was that I thought it was a good point to let it be known that everybody knew about this, but it wasn't gonna raise.
Well, the only problem with that, you see, is then the implication could be made that we sent my newspaper to them.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem there. Well, let me call Clark and make sure that this is exactly what he says.
Have you seen, what?
Yes, saw the wire.
I've also. Yeah, he also knows what they have on tape. God damn it, that's a very stupid thing, Bob, that's why I didn't want to say it. He didn't know. And that's what they're gonna fall into. The moment he says that we knew about it, Clark didn't think of it. He didn't think of it. That is, why do we want to make any points about the fact that we were being good guys about it?
And he agreed completely with it yesterday.
There may be some distortion.
Did he say that he knew about it and told me? Is that it? He didn't tell me a goddamn thing. I didn't know anything about it.
Not according to whatever it was. He said he knew.
Let me go first.
Right.
Right.
Did I know about it?
That you didn't know about it?
Absolutely not, I didn't.
And you knew about it when the wires was handed to you yesterday?
At 5 o'clock.
And that's the time,
I knew about it.
You said,
ordered? The moment it ended, I called up the staff and I said, get the word to them. To the various people, to the vice presidents, I put them all. Let them
over. We've always had applies, of course, here that we never have any comment on a personal matter.
A personal matter, and all were called. Thing is, Ron, if Clark says that Clark knows he didn't talk to me, he knows he didn't.
That's right.
So I knew nothing. I think he talked to Haldeman. Haldeman says that there was something to the effect it was a manic depressive, but there was nothing. Nobody told me before that yesterday that he'd ever been in a hospital. Nobody. I'd never heard of him in a hospital. So I didn't know a goddamn thing.
Okay.
You can say with absolute certainty, Mr. McGregor, in fact, I didn't discuss it with him after the event either, or before. I have never discussed the event with McGregor ever, not word one. So that's, now, I want you to know that you can be confident in saying this.
Now, McGregor did say this, I'm not sure he did that.
Yeah.
If he did, I don't think we should back off of it.
He said the president knew and the president didn't, you have to say.
No, I didn't say, the question would come up.
Tell me how you can just clarify instead of back. Well, go ahead, tell me how you can come up.
Well, because your judgment is good enough.
In other words, McGregor said that he knew about it beforehand and issued a mandate that it should have not be used in the campaign.
Oh, shit. Now, that is totally untrue, and you got to back off.
Say Clark misunderstood.
He misunderstood.
That the president did not know anything about it. When the president learned about it.
Yeah. That's when I issued the mandate.
He issued instructions to all the staff that, as he has always done in any campaign, there is to be no
comment on a personal matter.
On a personal matter.
But that's what I did not know. And if it's the God's truth, and Clark knows it. And no mandate was issued in advance. Did you tell Clark not to use this?
No, sir. Right.
Then you see, Clark is, he's made something up. Making something up.
In fairness to Clark here, I may have distorted first by your point.
I'll check that out. Right. That's not what Clark said.
Yeah. Okay. Just so it's water or stuff. Good luck. You never know, too.
that would be very common, is there?
It's made hot.
Well, I.
St. Louis Post Dispatch will never make it hot, they get the low Democrat.
Low Democrat, well, and of course, that union, the head of the plant, the union leader of the plant, as you saw, and this, came out, yes, saying, good to me, to support the government, do this, stand on the, long, and he's, that role was being very nice with the, interesting point.
Deserves it.
Well.
For other reasons than this, but basically, but on the other reasons.
Why did he come up with the Greek aid thing, that's one, totally escapes me.
You know, true.
Because against the dictator.
No.
Well, yes, but it's basically this, that, well, I think that was, if Henry weren't here, you'd be, all, for this reasons, it's the movement. You go to, if you go to Harvard, you won't find 1% against Greek aid.
I understand why he's against
it. And so it's the movement, they, it, you've got to get against aid to Greece, you've got to be against aid to Shah and Iran, you've got to be against aid to Chiang Kai-shek.
I understand that, but why did he say it? Why in the beginning of the campaign, for no reason at all, did he log that one out?
Why does he run with it to the grocery store when I think I'm broken?
He didn't.
Well, and he said he didn't do it.
I don't think he did.
Well, but I'm not sure he did this. You know, you can't go off by it. This was after you.
Thank you.